All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. Big man Fourier is not here. He's feeling a little bit under the weather. So Nick Fitzy Stevens is in the house. And with that, 4 o'clock here on a Friday, which means it's time to talk to Mike Lombardi. Our conversation with Mike is sponsored by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Infinium Spirits, Templeton Rye Whiskey for the strong spirited. And by Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Mike Lombardi. Mike, how you doing? Lou and Fitzy here.
I'm doing great, Lou. I'm doing great, Fitzy. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing good, especially now 5 straight. You know, we were just talking about this, Mike, as far as like the buy-in that this team has. A lot of new faces, you know, probably getting coached hard early in the year. And once you start seeing the wins, the buy-in is there. You know, it's like validating this tough coaching. It's followed by wins. And how important is that? And do you see that buy-in with this group?
I mean, I think you could see it loud and clear. I think you could see the team likes one another. I mean, you've been parts of teams. I think there's been no good team that didn't like one another. And I think that they all like each other. And I think they all understand each other's roles. I think they celebrate their roles when someone else does good, you know, and I think they're happy for one another and they get it. And I think that, you know, they have to continue to, they understand the importance of practice. I think last night was the perfect example. I'm sure Coach Belichick will, you know, make sure that everyone's aware, especially offensively, that when they don't practice 3 good days in a row, they don't play as well as they need to play. And even though they won 25-0 last night, there was a few 5 or 6 plays on that tape that, you know, that would, the game would have gone a different way had they executed better.
Yeah, Mike, there was a headline in town today and some chatter about the media and with some fans alike that it wasn't a very impressive win for the Patriots. To me, I'm so glad that's exactly the response I was hoping for, but because to me it was laughable. On a short turnaround, having to travel and getting another win after you empty the tank against a team like the Browns on Sunday, that's pretty damn impressive.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's hard to win in the NFL. It's hard. You know, it's funny. This next book I'm writing is about the Hall of Fame. And, you know, here's Porter Marty Schottenheimer. He never went to the Super Bowl, so he's not allowed to get into the Hall of Fame, even though he's one of 8 men in the world that have won 200 games. Like, he's not even up for a vote. Like, these people don't understand how hard it is to win a game. You know, and, well, you got to get to the Hall of Fame. George Allen, you know, won 110 games. He went to 1 Super Bowl. He's in the Hall of Fame. How does it make him better than Marty Schottenheimer? And it's just because people's now we're grading wins as if it's some kind of a contest in the Olympics and the Russian judge is going to throw out the high and the low. I mean, it's absurd. Did they play perfectly last night? No, not at all. Did they have 3 or 4 chances to pick up a blitz that came? They had enough guys to block it, and they didn't, and it cost them? Yes. Will they fix it? Without a doubt.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Lombardi. And, Mike, I think defensively a lot of people thought that this is what the defense could look like. I think a lot of people felt like Gilmore would be in there by now, but still, he's not. But still, this defense, I don't know. People, are they the best defense, top 3, top 5, whatever? I don't care. They're one of the best defenses in the league, and why is that in your opinion?
Well, first of all, it's the opposite of what they were last year. They can set an edge this year. We saw it last night. You know, you can't run the ball outside of their defensive ends. They're big, they're physical, they're hard to handle. You know, and they move, even though they don't have great lateral quickness on the underneath passing game, they're hard to attack outside. So you can't get the ball outside of them, so they play physical. You got to block them. I mean, last night was a referendum. They put Gotchow, they put Carl Davis, they put Barmore. They're going to take one of their guys and put him on your worst lineman. And that Hennessy kid from Temple, he got a beating last night. You know, 3rd and 1, they just knocked him back. 4th and 1, they knocked him back further. And so they're physical up front. They have physical toughness, and they set an edge. And then when they get you in some long down situations with Judon and all their movements and Barmore's ability to rush from the inside, I mean, they're playing really well. And, you know, they're getting contributions out of guys that, you know, this Miles Bryant kid, who was a free safety coming out of college, you know, he goes and lines up in the slot. He's a tough kid. He's been around the program. He knows how to play that star position really well. He may not have the greatest size of anybody, but he knows how to play, and it contributes to a defense.
So Mac Jones last night, Mike, goes 22 for 26, a little 200 and some odd yards, touchdown and a pick. And, you know, the reaction is, okay, you know, a good game by the kid. It's fine. You know, he's just kind of getting the job done. Do you think that we have seen, I won't say the peak of what Mac Jones can do this season, because guys like Julian Edelman come out on a podcast and say, you know, they really can't judge him until they see him struggle, that they need to see him go through more adversity. What's tougher than having to play for Bill Belichick as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, look, Brady didn't. You know, I mean, Brady got to watch. You know, it's hard. It's hard to play. I mean, I think he has struggled. I think he has had moments. I think last night was a little bit of a struggle for him, especially with the communications in a hostile environment. Guy's 5-0 on the road.
Yeah.
As a rookie quarterback, I mean, you know, this is all just goes back to the draft. It goes back to poor Mac Jones's pitcher without a shirt on. You know, nobody wants to give the kid any credit. You know, the kid was a really good player. The every player defends him. It's remarkable. The Honey Badger from Kansas City, he doesn't even have a dog in this fight, and he's defending the guy. It's remarkable. The two Alabama receivers last year just blatantly come out and say he's better than Tua. But, you know, Pro Football Focus and all these other people that are experts, they're going to tell you that he's not. And so that narrative keeps getting, well, he's only throwing checkdowns. Really? How about the throw to Hunter Henry? How about that throw? You know, I mean, did he miss some throws? I mean, without a doubt, the interception, he's got Harry wide open over in the corner. He just throws it to him. It's probably going to run to the 5-yard line. But he'll learn. I think what I learned last night watching him play was, if he doesn't practice 3 days and really get all those reps, that he can't, because he's so young, he can't get into the game. It's just not where Brady, with his experience and with all his reps that he's had, the Thursday games are easy for him. For Mac Jones, he needs good Wednesday. He needs good Thursday. He needs a really good Friday. And that's why they struggled in the red zone.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Lombardi. And Mike, you know, earlier in the year, I think most Patriot fans loved what you saw from Damian Harris, the way he ran the football. And Ramondre was sort of, you know, he fumbled. He wasn't picking up protection, a pass protection. And lately he's been in the game. And a lot of people look back and say, Stevenson might be a better running back, more well-rounded than Harris. And they're both very good. But which one do you like more?
Well, I mean, Stevenson gives you some plays in the kicking in the passing game, which helps. I like both of them, and I think you need two backs in this league. I think the way they run, as physical as they run, I think you need two of them. And I think they set this offensive line that we were critical of earlier in the season, deservingly so, has changed. And so, with these two power backs to go along with that big physical offensive line behind Trent Brown and Shaq and David and those guys. And Teddy Karras has done a really good job at left guard. I mean, this is a physical offense that you got to play run and pass. And I think that these two backs fit it perfectly.
Mike, what do you think of the job that Steve Belichick is doing? I feel like the defense, you know, we all feel like this is a top five defense, one of the top defenses. But it seems like, I don't know, just get that feeling that he's being trusted. Bill has talked about him. He's come out and said he's called some great games. Do you get a feeling like Steve understands the defense more and that he's able to call his own game and he's earned his dad's trust and the team's trust?
Well, you know, he wouldn't have that job if he didn't earn his dad's trust, because, you know, it's too important to everybody. And I think he's done that. And I think you could see that his improvement and his defense has improved, you know. And I think they found out who they are. And I think the way he called the game and creates negative plays and then backs off when he doesn't know he doesn't need to rush on 3rd and 20 and he are able to do that. So, yeah, I think he's done a great job. I think the whole defensive staff, I think where they've shown great improvement as well is in the defensive line. I think they're using their hands much better. They're disengaging off blocks. I think the whole entire defensive staff has done a great job. Steve, Gerard Mayo, both those guys, I think have been really impressed with the whole staff. The offensive line coach, I think, you know, was an unsung hero because, you know, a month ago, everybody wanted to fire him, and now that line's blocking really well.
You know, Mike, we're talking about this next stretch here that this team has. Obviously, you know, Tennessee, Buffalo, Indy, Buffalo. What are you looking for from this team in that stretch? Because it's obviously some really good teams.
I think the most important thing is to have a great Wednesday practice and Thursday and Friday and go out and just play Tennessee and beat them, because they'll know how to play Buffalo. They played Buffalo well last year, especially in Buffalo, you know, and they'll have a good game plan. And then they just got to protect the football. They can't beat themselves when they play better, when they play teams that are on the same level or better than them. They can't. and they have to play smart, and they have to play complimentary football. Last night, they got away with a lot last night. Penalties in the kicking game, inexcusable. Can't have those. Cost them a ton of field position. There was a lot of hidden yards last night that they got away with because the Atlanta really wasn't physical enough to play a game with them. But I think what they have to keep doing is play physical, practice physical. The more physical you are in November, December, the more games you're going to win.
So a lot of games Pats fans, Mike, are going to have their eye on Sunday for potential standings, playoff seedings, since the Patriots seem to be trending postseason. We'll have our eyes on Colts, Bills, and then, of course, Cowboys at Chiefs. Are you team the Chiefs are working their way back, or are you team the Chiefs are back, watch out?
Oh, I'm not. I think where the untold story about the Chiefs over the last 4 weeks has been their ability to play better on defense. I think nobody has given them any credit for that. And if you watch the tape, they haven't. Their defense has been the strength of their team up until that last game against Las Vegas. Against, you know, even against Tennessee, they when they got killed, their defense was playing better. They only gave up 103 yards rushing in that game to Derrick Henry, was still playing. You know, and then the next week against the Giants, they played good defense. And then against the Packers, they played really good defense. And that was a hard game because the Packers, I understand it was Jordan Love. But I think that's been the untold story. You know, they've played really good defense in the last 5 weeks of the season. And I think the offense has got to click. Now, how Dallas attacks them. Remember, Gus Bradley was quoted last week saying, we're going to do what we do. Right? Everybody else has been playing him in the cover two shell, but Gus Bradley wanted to do what he did, and he gave up 500 yards. Let's see what Dan Quinn does. Does he play that cover two shell? Does he force them to run the football like a lot of people want him to do? I think he does.
All right, we're talking to Mike Lombardi. Mike, I'm curious your thoughts on this Antonio Brown story. Our guy that actually covers the league, as even before the story came out, said that he had kind of heard whispers that maybe this was a little bit more common, you know, around the league as far as guys getting fake vaccine cards. Have you heard anything like that? Just your thoughts on that story.
No, I haven't, you know, I haven't, and I'm sure like anything, there's always fake something. I mean, you had a fake ID coming out of high school, I'm sure. So there's always fake something. I have no idea. You know, I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, I just read something that Tampa said that they verified all their IDs. So I don't know if it's a true story or not.
All right, Mike, listen, man, we appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
And have a good Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the win.
Yeah.
Enjoy the win. Thanks.
Absolutely. All right, Mike Lombardi. Mike.